This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Education and various national rankings are often considered the bane of New Mexico by educators, lawmakers, and concerned residents. Ranking either 49th or 50th on all the studies rankles many, but there hasn't been a practical solution. One suggestion for years has been to increase funding, pay more per student to achieve greater results. A policy group, New Mexico Now, came out with a similar study just a couple of weeks ago. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The solution from the group was presented to the Legislative Education Study Committee, and it was to spend $43 million a year more for the next 5 years in the state's per-student funding formula. That, the report said, would serve 80% of 4-year-old kids and 50% of 3-year-olds. It would cost ultimately $217 million. Currently, the state spends under $10,000 per student per year, which is one of the lowest in the nation. Danella Crespin-Zadovsky, an early childhood education advocate and author of the report, said, quote, "We cannot afford not to do this. The time is now to expand it, to scale it up, to ensure that every 4-year-old who wants to get it, gets it," end quote. Remember, the state is going to get probably another $1.2 billion in revenue, so $43 million isn't a showstopper. More after this. New Mexico has enrolled 35% of its 4-year-old children in pre-K programs in some 70 school districts and spends more than $52 million on that program. State Senator Mimi Stewart, an Albuquerque Democrat and chair of the LESC, said the idea of a systematic way to involve more 3- and 4-year-old children is a great idea. The report, however, doesn't recommend a source for the $43 million more, but Senator Stewart says they'll have to deal with that in the 60-day session that starts in January. Funding for public schools is done by a formula, the State Equalization Guarantee. It's an equation made up of numerous factors to determine how much money goes to education. Stewart said, quote, "We have so much new revenue now that this is the time to start phasing in programs that are research-based, that are high quality, and that will help our public schools," end quote. And don't forget the court decision that said the schools aren't spending enough per student and that the state has to come up with a way to meet the requirements by April. This plan could solve that problem, but the PED has said they will appeal Judge Sarah Singleton's ruling. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
It is obvious that the state needs to spend more money per student on education, pay teachers more when justified by education and experience, and emphasize more early childhood education. It must be done. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.